back into open session on a public hearing of appeal. Okay, we did public comment. We're going to go back to, we have a chance for a rebuttal by the proponent.
Should I say my name again?
Yes, please. Lewis, people on Zoom can...
Lewis Vivaldi. I'd like to address some of the comments from the opponents. First, I'd like to say to Mr. Dr. Nazarino that we were not aware that that first uphill was on his property and on the easement. That has never been indicated to us. We believe that things should be done properly, and if the right decision is to create a better road on the easement, on the actual easement, we're okay with that. We're here to work with people. We hate the idea of everybody here coming out against us. We don't like that. We don't like the idea of people not liking us. We like to please people. We like to be good neighbors. But I also want to point out that none of the neighbors have come up with any solutions for us or any neighborly gestures to try to help us put their mind at ease. Valerie Yancey spoke about them having to redo the road multiple times. Never once have we been contacted to pay for that or to help with that. When we did have our tree down, and my wife contacted both our neighbors because it was on their property. So we're up here and they're down here, and the tree fell down there, the one that Bud took care of. We contacted Valerie, and their response was, we'll be there this Friday, we'll take care of it. So they keep complaining about people blocking them from getting to their house, yet there's a tree on their property which did block us from getting there, and we had to personally take care of it. We did contact the other neighbors, and I believe they had a personal matter in the family, which we understood, and we just took care of it, never asked anybody for money. So I think you'll notice that we're very responsive. Every time there's been an issue, we take care of it. If we get informed, we do have 5 people in the area that are willing to come up on a moment's notice to help any of our guests who are getting stuck. I don't think the idea of a vehicle getting stuck is something that we should be denied this permit for. When we bought in Hammond Ranch, there was never a driving test administered that if you could drive well in the snow and in the dirt road, then you're allowed to buy here. That's not against the law. There was never a requirement for a 4-wheel vehicle to be purchased to own this property. So again, I think those are all unreasonable. The one call we did get a call from Valley Yancey who asked us to tell our guests to drive 5 miles per hour, which I thought was very unreasonable. And I said I will immediately call them and make sure they stay within the 15 miles per hour. But I cannot ask somebody to go 5 miles per hour. That seems unreasonable. We are very reasonable people. We're here to make the place better. We want to do anything we can to make sure we have a good relationship with our neighbors. I understand that that may be difficult and that may never happen, but that doesn't mean that we're not willing to try. We urge you to please reverse the decision. And again, I'd like to point out that initially it was being recommended that our permit be granted, and other Airbnbs in the similar locations and similar instances that we have been granted a permit. And just point out that the second it was denied, all the other agencies started falling in line and coming up with ideas to justify the denial. But that wasn't the case before. And that wasn't the case for 20 years or 23 years since the house has been built. It has never been deemed a fire hazard. It has never been deemed any hazard whatsoever. The previous owners did leave because of a lot of snow, and perhaps we haven't had enough. Perhaps we need another 5 or 10 winters for us to have had enough of snow, but we're not there yet. We like the area. We love the area. We came with intentions of not purchasing, just we saw a great home here in the photos. We said, let's just go. We're in Reading. Let's just go. We weren't going to buy here because it's 9.5 hours from where we currently live. And we saw the home, and we fell in love with it, and we had interactions with locals at the stores, at the supermarket, and we fell in love with the locals, and we truly fell in love with this area. The people sitting in the back are not the only ones who love Maple Drive. We also love Maple Drive. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, that's rebuttal. We're going to close the hearing. We're going to bring it back for discussion by members of the board. Who'd like to start? Ms. Orton? Wait, you want me to go first? I'll go first.
Go ahead.
I'm the board chair, so I'm directed to you.
Be my guest.
So one of the issues I have with Airbnbs in general, you know, we just had you were not here. I wish you were here for our discussion of short-term vacation rentals and those kind of things. And just, you know, the cause and effects of what you do when you change the dynamic of the neighborhood. My previous job as a telephone lineman brought me into Hammond Ranch. Those are all private roads. I've been there in the winter. They're not accessible. They're dirt roads. They're easy to get stuck. And the other piece to it that I have a little frustration with, I think Ms. Green was it? Green, you sold it to someone and you didn't tell them that there was a permit process and there we had to go through fines?
Yes, they did know.
But they didn't apply for a permit. And so, at least that's what I read in the record. Was that not true?
That is correct.
So, you know, we have a lot of out-of-compliance people. Now we're trying to get them into compliance. You know, I think it's one of these things where I think we have been up front. Then there's some mitigation things to do. So I hate to play devil's advocate. How do I allow something that was not permitted to begin with, and now we're trying to get into compliance? We have all these issues. I personally would never allow vacation rental in a snow area because I've been too involved. My wife working at the visitor center, people coming up with cars that are not capable of going up the mountain, yet they go up the mountain. You get people from all over. You just can't educate enough people to get to point A in a place like Hammond Ranch that is all private roads, I might add. The other piece that I have a struggle with is fire response. So never mind the snow issue, think about the summer issue when we have fire. Hammond Ranch is not a well-staffed fire department. It's all volunteers there. Again, lack of, you know, you got to know where you're going in Hammond Ranch to get there. And so it's easy to get, and there's not all the roads are well developed. So I struggle with how I can justify permitting an end-of-the-road vacation rental, particularly in context when we're dealing with vacation rentals. I hope we take into account what we're up against as we formulate the overall plan. So those are my initial comments. I'm going to go back to Supervisor Ogden since I let it off.
I kind of see the same issues there. We've dealt with so many things in the last few years regarding 4290 issues. People coming from out of the area, coming into snow zones, coming into fire-related areas, and not knowing what they're coming into, and putting our local residents in danger, and inconveniencing more our local residents. And it doesn't mean I don't want growth. It doesn't mean I'm not a proponent of what we're trying to do. It's just that we have to do it in a better way. And it also means that we're trying to move forward in a more reasonable manner. And it's not about being fair. It's about being prudent and looking toward the future and doing that in a better manner. And making rules that we can live within. And we need to pay attention to that. It's just because we did it one way in the past doesn't mean we have to do it the same way moving forward. So I'll leave it at that.
Supervisor Chris?
Oh, thanks, Mr. Chair. For me, relying upon what the Planning Commission had voted on, the concerns with the compatibility. I know if we focus a lot on the snowfall right now, but you also have the summer months with fires and those sorts of things. So I'm along the lines of supporting what the Planning Commission had decided.
So is that?
Yeah. Well, for me, here's the reasoning I go down, is that when someone comes before me for judgment, doesn't matter what the case is, I assume that they come open, transparent, with under legal terms that's considered with clean hands. In this case, this operation has been going on for some time without authorization from the county outside of county compliance. Hasn't been brought to our attention except through a complaint that's in the staff report. With that said, and then some comparisons made, well, you know, it could be a residence. Well, could be. As a residence, it's quite different. A resident knows what they're confronted with on a daily basis, either weather, fire, evacuation, and they're equipped to do so. If not, it's their own peril, but only their own peril. Now, in this case, I get on the route that we're asking the blessing of the county to invite a commercial operation from the general public who's uninformed of those conditions. The 4290 spec, I happen to know the grade requirements for the roads, and without additional pavement on that type of grade, fire engine can't even get there to get up that kind of a grade. So that's in violation. The other things that about the complaints about the parking and the traffic and that, this and that, I look more toward what's out of compliance here and whether or not it could be permitted, and it all falls apart for me when you start to invite the general public into the commercial activity. So I'm in support of holding the planning commission.
So I see two up on the planning commission, so is that it? Someone like to make a motion to have that?
I'd have a cleanup question real quick for Ms. Gray.
Yes.
To Shelley, the PowerPoint that you showed earlier, you do want to submit that as part of the evidence, the exhibits?
Yes, please.
Thank you. If you'll email that to me, I'd appreciate it.
Yes, dear.
Thank you much.
Yes, sir.
Make a motion to uphold the planning commission's denial.
Second.
Roll call me.
All righty. Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Okay.
And
okay.
It looks like that with COBSEF absent. Is there a follow-up for this, any kind of a resolution?
My understanding there was a resolution here.
Yes. Yes, there is one submitted in the...
do we have a clean one that we can have the chair sign?
Yes, I do. It's been provided in the documents I uploaded.
Oh, okay, because I don't have one printed out that I can have him sign.
No, I wasn't aware of that, but I'll go
that's
right
okay.
over and get it for
well,
you.
No, I can print it out when we take a break
okay.
before we finish the...
My apologies.
I'm going to leave here as fast as I can.
No, you're not.
You better get that
no, you're not. I will get
yeah,
it to you.
Yeah, my apologies. I wasn't aware to have that here.
Yeah, I a lot of times with appeal hearings, sometimes they go to the next meeting to finalize findings and things like that, so...
Be prepared for those usually need to be present. Okay. We'll
thank you, ma'am.
Okay, so the appeal's denied, so I would say... deal with the planning department, see if there's any other avenue to revisit this, because one of the issues I had is that you weren't aware of the easement. There's a lot of factors in there. I do, in my mind, mentally can see possibilities. I mean, we do allow Airbnbs and 5-acre parcels. I think there's some value there.
There's a lot of conditions.
But there's a lot of conditions that would have to be met. So, you know, I would not take this as a one-off, but, you know, it's coming upon you to work with the department to see if there's another avenue. At this moment, I can't say that I see one. That's the ruling of the board. So,
thank
you for taking the time to come up here. All right, Wendy, are you all right? We'll keep going.
Yes, let's keep going.
Let's get to you.
Well, I've got down next the Health and Human Services Agency. I understand.
And we're going to continue that to another meeting.
To a later date.
We're going to go to Community Development Building Division.
That's the next one. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Board of Supervisors Routine, Community Development Director. At this time, we are going to address the request of the board to invite Lisa Flagg, our Administrative Services Manager, to demonstrate the building portal that's been developed, which has played a huge hand in getting on board. Basically, walk through the process on how to go and submit a building permit to our new online application. So that'll turn over to Lisa.
Thank you for your time.
Here, come on up to the podium.
Okay.
Okay.
She needs
to.
Yeah.
She's going to be directly going
oh,
online, so
yeah.
She'll have access to it.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're going to start just on our main Susquehanna County page. We will go down to building. Just as a also a side note, you can go to environmental health, you can go to community development, and you can also go to the planning department and get onto our online portal through all of those access points as well. Click on building, and then you go to our online permitting portal. It looks the same on each of those pages.
So who created the portal?
So we actually have SmartGov. We use it as our back-end office, and they created the portal. I want to say it's been a couple years. I want to say since 2018, 2019, since we've been using SmartGov. And they actually use the interface that we use in office to basically reflect that on the consumer side so that then people can upload their documents, like I'll walk you through right now, and apply for permits in the three avenues that we have for community development. So not only will you be able to use it for building, but you can use it for your septics, wells, for environmental health, and any of your use permits for planning. So I already set some up, so I'll walk you through the first step really quick. And just like I stated, all three portions that you can apply with. We'll start with building, and we can just do a single family dwelling. So it has really convenient pop-ups, so it's telling you, obviously, complete your application, everything that you'll need, and it'll walk you through each step as you go as well. For this step, we have a lot of people that will initially just sign in. If you sign in and you just get to this step and you don't actually, on the bottom where it's not highlighted, submit application, it will give you an email reminder in 2 weeks to let you know that it hasn't been submitted, and it will populate that the project will be deleted from the pending files. So this is where you can give your project a name. You can also add a contractor, or you can choose not to have a contractor. If you add a contractor, we actually have all the ones added into our system already that we use on a regular basis. So you can just start typing and it'll automatically populate all their information, including their contractor license and expiration date. And it also asks for permit details. This is just your basic information that we actually ask from every applicant. So you can either press yes or no for pre-parcel or your parcel pre-1991, your source of water, and your sewer disposal. And then down here, it actually goes into all of your submittals. So everything that has an asterisk is something that's needed to upload. If you don't have that at that time, like I said, you can come back, you have a 2 week period to come back and upload whatever you're needed, and then you can go in and submit your documents. So then,
how do you submit a document? Can you take a picture of it from your phone and then send the picture? Do you have to scan it?
Well, you'd have to upload it. So each item, so your site plan, your blueprints, all the items that are actually needed for turning in your permit. It's just like any permit that you would turn in, you'd have to have all these documents in place. And we actually still need the paper copies in the office as of right now, because we do keep a copy for office records, and then we keep a copy for the job site too. So this one's pending. So if you see, I've got everything actually inputted, and then you go down here to permit approval steps, and you can see that it's already submitted, but this is where you would actually be able to see once it goes through planning, once it gets signed off by the health department, the plans examiner, and the building department. And as you can see, I actually went on the back side. I created these earlier. So this is ready to issue. So this is what it'll look like. You'll get an email stating that your permit is ready to be picked up. It's ready to be paid for. And it gives you your fees right there on the screen. And it also gives you a breakdown of everything that was needed on our end, square footage, everything that you would possibly pick up in office, you can see from your portal application. And then it also gives you the steps that you would need to take for inspections as well. So if you were to actually start the process online through this portal, then you would be able to follow through with all inspections online too. So hypothetically, you have your foundation inspection, you would be able to see a date and a status for that once it was completed, and everything else that pertains to that permit. At this time, we're not taking payments online just because it's a newer process. So we are just wanting to make sure that it's working effectively for our customers and making sure that we have everything that is required before we have that up and running. That's all I had. Any questions?
User-friendly then?
It is user-friendly. We would really love to actually get some more users proactively participating with it. We have a couple of contractors that have used it a little bit, and then we have a re-roof contractor that uses it quite a bit, and his wife loves it. But we are trying to actively get more traffic to our portal.
Okay. Probably just taking time for people to get used to it.
Definitely.
Any other questions?
Just one question on it. Mm-hmm. Can you open up on someone in the Tula Lake just doing a permit, and they're on it? Can staff in Wairika get onto that same page if that person calls and says, I'm on such item, what do I need to do to fill out?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So you can call the office and just ask us what needs to be done, and then we can walk you through it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
It might be necessary to outline ones.
That's kind of what we were discussing, too. This would probably be most prudent for outliers like Tule Lake or even up in Doris, McDowell, things like that.
Yeah.
It'd probably be a really great opportunity for them.
Yeah, like Supervisor Chairman, so user-friendly, and if they could call, it'd be the same as if they were in the office asking a question.
Absolutely. And this way you can actually, if you go into where we have to upload all the documents, we actually have the PDFs for all documents that need to be uploaded.
Right.
So you can just save it right to your computer and then upload it right then and there.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
Appreciate the work. You know, it's been a while coming to see where the crops up, and I had a better look at this at our last meeting with the building department, and still the only criticism I have, it's pretty labor intensive on our end. And maybe the kinks, when the kinks get ironed out, maybe it won't be so bad.
Well, I mean, quite honestly, when you come in, we'd have to have you fill out a permit packet anyway, and then you'd have to have your two sets of blueprints, your site plan, your two sets of trust calcs, your Title 24s, everything like that that would need to come in. It's just an opportunity. A lot of people actually have been talking about having their engineer or their contractor uploading it as well, and that is an option too that you can utilize it for. We have a lot of success, like I said, with the re-roofer. She does it quite a bit, and it's just such an easy way for her to just get them going and get them through our process a lot faster.
Yeah, and what I like more than anything else is stop calling the office and, you know, all these kind of calls on things. You can just log on and see
exactly
what's missing or what's been completed.
Yeah, because we actually have a lot of opportunities with this program. Not only can we obviously do permitting, but you can also look at... So, you know, down the road, we can pay online. You can actually request your inspection. It's not a problem. It's just something that I can do on the backside. But if you apply online, then you can actually follow through with the whole process on this application. I can input from our back office. If you have other permits, we can upload them into here, and then you could actually follow through with it. But it's a little bit more labor intense, so we're trying to get most people to start with this online application.
Are you thinking of making this a mandatory starting point so that you're going to cut down on your traffic? No?
I don't think that would ever be a viable solution for us.
Put your phone
I mean, I would love to say that that's...
I mean, just to say, you know, fill out the application online and before you come into the office so that at least you have the basic data online first?
It would be nice. I have talked to a few people who are more receptive to it, and they actually started just even logging in, getting their own information. If they've had any troubles, I've had to troubleshoot for them. And I had a couple of them do like a few electrical services, smaller items, nothing large yet, but we'll see.
It just seems like it would cut down on your workload a little bit.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of counties and different government agencies that use this primarily. And I've called and reached out to some of them as well and just kind of seen how they went about making it their primary source of interacting and having this tool for the public.
Yeah.
So hopefully... So,
exactly, because then on the flip side, then the minute they're in and you have all your homes, all of that kind of stuff, it's like then you don't... And I don't even say this out loud, but then you're not dealing with them once those permits... and the inspections are in, they're doing all that online.
Right, and the best part is that if there's anything hypothetically it gets hung up in building and they need more notes or something like that, it all goes through the application, and they get an email stating that there's a comment that needs to be addressed. So in that instance, they're taking care of it right away. We have tracking so that we can make sure that everything's followed up on in a timely manner. It's definitely convenient.
Once you get it going.
Once we get it going. Once we have people using it.
There's that.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Anything else on this item? Rick, anything else on this item you want to report on?
No, but I just might say if you do have those pesky school fees to pay, you'll have an alert.
I can't even see the humor in that. All right, where are we on now, Wendy?
I believe we are now at flood control.
We're going to convene as the flood control. Item 8A, public comment.
Showing the online.
Consent agenda.
So moved.
Second. Okay. Director Halp?
Aye.
Director Chris?
Aye.
Director Ogren?
Aye.
Director Von Schiller?
Yep. Adjourn as the flood control and adjourn as County Service Area 3 public comment.
Showing none online.
And these transfer of funds. Move to approve.
Second.
There's some of us to sign.
Yes, I'm going to have a couple more. Director Haupt?
Aye.
Director Chris?
Aye.
Director Ogren?
Aye.
Director Valenzuela?
We're now convene as County Service Area 4, public comment.
Showing them online.
Consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Director Haupt?
Aye.
Director Chris?
Aye.
Director Ogren?
Aye.
Director Valenzuela?
Yep. And you see transfer of funds.
Move to approve. Second.
Okay, Director Haupt?
Aye.
Director Chris?
Aye.
Director Ogren?
Aye.
And Director Valenzuela?
Yep. We're going to adjourn as County Service Area 4. I think we're done, Andy, except for board and staff reports.
Correct. These guys are the signatures.
Anything for the staff? Anything
for
the board? Any adjourn?